In September is the South African Aliyah Expo, and that is hosted by the Israel Center, and it takes place from the 14th to the 15th of September, and it will be offering expert advice on everything from immigration paperwork to community absorption. And I'm joined now on the line by Duffy Forer Kramer, who is the director of the Israel Center and the Aliyah Shlicha of the Jewish Agency, and she's a leader at the forefront of helping South Africans fulfill their dream of moving to Israel. Duffy, thank you so much for chatting with us. I should say Duffy, not Duffy. What is your role as Aliyah Shlicha and director of the Israel Center, and how have you been preparing for the expo?
Thank you so much for having me, Paula. It's a privilege for me to be on your program, and I will just brief you about my position. It's basically two hats, one person doing two things. So as the Shlichat Aliyah and the director of the Israel Center, I'm actually in charge of everything to do with promoting Aliyah, dealing with complicated Aliyah file, initiating new programs to make the Aliyah accessible and successful to the Jewish community in South Africa. As the director of the Israel Center, I'm also in charge of many educational and Zionistic projects. So now we are actually about to launch the Big Four. The Big Four is actually the Big Four mascots, the Zionist mascots, Herzl, Ben-Gurion, Golda, and Begin.
Okay.
And we are going to launch it with education projects about each of them, going between the communities, the big communities, the small communities, with the Zionist caravan to teach about these personalities and their contribution to the world and to the Jewish community.
When you say the Zionist caravan, I'm picturing this caravan going around on the streets of Joburg. I mean, is it anything like that?
So basically, it's actually going to the small communities where they don't have so much access of for shlichim or for Zionist content. So basically, we would like to give them the opportunity to meet shlichim and to learn about special personalities like Herzl, like Ben Gurion, like Golda, like Begin, in very fun way. It's like escape room, you know, but I think this is for different
conversation. I'm making a note right now that I want to talk to you about the Big Four in the future, okay? And we're not talking about the Kruger National Park and the animals.
Duffy,
this Aliyah Expo, who is it designed for, and what main concerns or misconceptions are you hoping that you'll address at the expo that South Africans might have about making Aliyah?
Okay, this is an excellent question, and I'll try to answer it as short as I can. It's a very long one. The expo is actually designed for everyone. We have a special project for youngsters. Aliyah is a group at the age of 20 to 28 for young adults. We have basically to make Aliyah as a group is always easy and much nicer to do all the process together with friends, and then to deal with the integration and with the challenges together with other people from the same background and in a similar situation. So that's one thing. We also cater for doctors that would like to make Aliyah. We cater for couples at the age of 60 plus who have kids in Israel but can't afford to make Aliyah. So we actually offer them an affordable accommodation in Netanya, and the spaces are limited. The main concern that South Africans have are few, and I think one thing that I always hear is, I don't want to let my son or my daughter to go to Israel because then they will be, they will leave the religion, you know, there will be no more, they will go off the derech, you know,
they the
will
path.
Be less human or less less religious, you know, something like funny like that, which is nonsense. Okay, in Israel you can be whatever you would like to be, and you can find any sorts of community that suits you. The variety is amazing and huge, you know, and I think people are less judgmental, so I think you can find your way and do whatever you want, and not to be afraid, not to, like, to be less Jew
religious
than in South Africa.
Okay.
Exactly. People are also concerned about the cost of living, which is quite fair. You know, the cost of living in Israel is higher than in South Africa, but also the salaries are higher. Okay. And also, if I'm trying to convince people to not to go to the Babel of Ra'anana, you know, you can go outside Tel Aviv or Ra'anana, and you will find much cheaper places to live in. Okay, so there is one thing that people don't know, okay, that Israel is much bigger than Ra'anana. There is a developing community in Kiryat Gat, for example, Karmei Gat in the south, but not so much in the south. It's not like Eilat, okay? It's between Be'er Sheva and Tel Aviv, very accessible on Road 6, and with a train station, you know, with a train route, going to Tel Aviv, going to Be'er Sheva, going to everywhere. And in Kiryat Gat, you can actually find a community of Anglos, okay, from UK, from USA, from Australia, and from even from South Africa. So the prices are much better, much more reasonable, and you have easy soft landing with the English-speaking environment.
And in Kiryat Gat, which I know and is a lovely area, are there any special projects for South Africans?
So it's not a special project for South African, but there are plenty of flats that are available for renting. And then you have special renting fees, okay, because now the Ministry of Aliyah and Absorption actually giving like an incentive for people to go to these places. So renting can be like around 2,000 shekel per month, which is not huge at all, okay, for a big flat. And also we are trying to, in fact, in the expo, we will have an expert coming from, she's a real estate from the States. I mean, from, she made Aliyah from US, and she lives there. She stays in Karmei Gat, and she's going to give a talk about opportunities of real estate in Karmei Gat.
Fantastic. And if I'm not mistaken, Daffy, the slogan for the expo is Airlift from Israel, Guidance to Settle Comfortably, which is exactly what you're talking about. Can you walk us through the kinds of one-on-one consultations and seminars that people will be able to access over the two-day event?
Yeah, for sure. So actually, we are trying hard to combine content of uplifting stories of how people manage to make Aliyah in a positive way. Okay, we are giving advices on the emotional attitude that you should have in order for your Aliyah to be successful. And in order to make this happen, we are actually designing, as I told you before, custom-made suits which tailored exactly to the needs of the South African. For example, the Aliyah in group for young adults is a tailor-made, okay, for the youngster from South Africa, because we know that many youngsters finish high school and look around where to go, okay? They don't necessarily stay here in South Africa. They are looking around, and we would like to give them the opportunity to go together instead of moving to UK, okay, which often happens, to make Aliyah and to live meaningful life in similar community to the community that they actually left in South Africa.
And Daffy, if anyone wants to know more about the expo, where do they go? Do they need to sign up in advance? Just some logistical information that you can share with us?
Yeah, so basically you have to go to our Facebook page, okay, Israel Center South Africa. And all the information is there, okay? Otherwise, you can call Biyachad to the Israel Center officer, okay? And to get more information. Or maybe even to WhatsApp my number, which is, my WhatsApp is the Israeli number. It's +972 52 566 5418.
So if you're thinking about making Aliyah, or you just want clarity, community, and peace of mind, this is certainly the event to attend. If I can just repeat those details, you can go to the Facebook page, Israel Center South Africa. You can contact Biyachad, which is where the Israel Center is, or you can WhatsApp Daffy at +972 52 566 5418. That's Daffy Forer Kramer, the director of the Israel Center, Aliyah Shlicha of the Jewish Agency. And Daffy, I'm sure we'll chat with you again before the expo from the 14th to the 15th of September, but it sounds fascinating and very much needed. Thank you.